Is it just random absolute madness?
Oh yeah, you ready? You ready?
Oh no, I'm already fucking
FTP on the motherfucking scene here at Scully's in Columbus, Ohio. I'm here with Amber, and she's got some shit to tell you.
Hey, so I'm Amber. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Pretty Miss Burr at IG. So I paint bones, and I make sacral deer art, and all the things that I make are blessed and is set with intention. Because we need good energy protection.
It's important.
It is, it is. And then I got center shades, you know.
With the, not just normal shade, we got, you stay with the butterflies. Ooh, I don't even know what kind of like style that is, but it's like some moon rock. You got the gems.
We got refractors. These are dope. So if you put these,
are those in a heart?
The lasers, yeah, and then you see
heart. Oh!
So, they're nuts.
You see what happens when you turn the glasses on.
Yeah, oh, it's on.
She looks like a goddamn superhero from Incredibles, damn it.
Oh, bro, and then I sell
skin. I love this. I said this earlier. I love this. You know, I know, like, some people might have, you know, like, that little OnlyFans gig going.
Hey.
It is perfect for, like, the role play, different little outfit. I'm just saying.
You can definitely kick it up. I like to do it mask on, bucket mask off.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, you walk over, you got a trench coat on, got your little rape shit on.
You hear that? She's giving you, ladies and gentlemen, all of the secrets.
You get over there, they don't know what they're about to get. Robbed or their soul snatched. That's one for when you're on Demon Quest. It's a oasis. Then we got fun, silly shit. Then we got.
And you make all this. Is this all handmade?
Bro, yeah. So I make everything.
Let's talk about it. Where did that come from?
So, actually, this girl right here, her name is Mary Making Moves. So this is my artist best friend. We have the same birthday. It's Mary Making Moves. She makes beautiful artwork. So all my friends are beautiful.
I bet she does make beautiful artwork.
She does. And we have the same birthday.
She said, just puts my butt on it, whatever you want.
This Mary tells me to get through it all. Like, look at that face. Anyways, so all of my friends are just really beautiful art people. Like, Grace, like, dude, it's such a good community. And they just, like, make me thrive. So I've only been doing this for 7 months. Everything that I do is based off of, like, I'm blessed enough to know, like, good people. Like, bro, they have the sickest pine cones over there. She's just been doing
She makes some crazy stuff.
Yeah, like, bro, everybody, like, puts their heart into it.
Yeah.
So, like, I have, like, essential oils, shit to keep your party classy. All the things are blessed. It's all set with intentions. It's all programmed. And it's all, like, useful shit. Like, these go on the back of your phone.
You don't want to cover her up, though.
Never.
So that's why, that's the only reason why you don't have
one. I don't have one because this is what.
Understandable. It's understandable.
That. Literally. I'm like, bro, she just dropped this, like, cow painting from outer space and it was like an alien cow. It's fucking dope. I'm like, beam me up.
Already. Sounds like a book that needs to be written.
Bro. But, like, dude, I've got your spoons for all your extracurricular activities. I try to, like, explain to people, if you're going to do horse riding activities, you need to moderate your spoonage.
Whoa, yeah.
You know, because you got to
I like care. That. That's some shit they would have at, like, Disney.
Dude, anytime that people get spoons, I also give test drinks and shit like that because it's important to be safe. Always test your shit. Always make sure that you're taking care of yourself and others, you know? Like, it's just fun shit. It's fun shit for the degenerates. Like, if you want to be corny, bro, we're in Ohio. It gets corny out here.
It does get corny.
Dumb shit. If you want to eat trash and eat ass, we got that out here. Like
a whole lot of trash and a whole lot of ass.
A whole lot of ass. It's so much rape booty. And then all the dead stuff, I find it already dead. I don't kill it.
Hey, that's called finders keepers. Finders keepers. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Well, I mean, I take it and I bury it in the earth. So I'm not taking anything from the earth.
Yeah.
And then I paint them. Like, that's my thing. I like to paint them.
A lot of people put them up and they just look normal. So
I make
the fact that you actually paint it and really do what you do with it, it actually makes it more of an art piece, in my opinion.
I mean, I appreciate that. It creeps some people off. Some hosts be scared. I'm like, no, that's not it. It's art. It's just.
Some people get creeped out by weed, though. So, I mean, what? Can we really?
Those people are kind of lame. I'm sorry.
Can't please them all.
You're right. But when making art, you try to make it appealing, right?
Yeah.
It's just because it's all handmade, because it's all with love and stuff like that, you have to just take a chance on seeing if people will actually fuck with it, or if you're just kind of like doing something that you want to do.
Yeah.
Everything that I do is stuff that I want to do, but people seem to fuck with it, so it keeps me going. I like the motivation. People like it. I got like, bro, I taxidermy, so that's a squirrel face.
Talk about it, talk about it. What do we have here?
Weird shit.
Where do they do that at?
Columbus,
Ohio. I can't believe I just touched it.
And it's soft though, right?
It is soft as shit.
It's quality, dude.
You get about 400 of them, you can probably make a moccasin.
Yo, there was a bunch of fucking minks loose in Ohio, and I was trying to go catch them. I'm like, it's free fur coats out here.
You out here trying? Did you just say you tried to find a mink?
They were
and
loose.
You thought about using its fur before it died?
Yeah.
Damn, you are cold-blooded. You're the people
too.
That are playing, that are worried about.
I want to make critter clips with guinea pig skulls.
Hey, endangered species are endangered because of people like Amber. Amber, we gotta come together. We gotta let those things be. Let them grow into big, happy families.
And then turn into accessories.
Yeah.
Like, if your pet takes them.
But you can't be going to the grocery store and see a little fox and be like, hey, it's time. Just
no,
go try right
cadaver
now.
Cooler. I have a cadaver cooler.
Oh,
so
my.
So I have a cooler in my car.
Yo, this all makes sense. It all makes sense. If I'm going to say this right now, 10% off, use code Feeling Good. You get 10% off the whole store. I'm going to match anybody who gets up to $50 before, what's the date today?
Today is now January 27th.
Up until January 30th, I'm going to give y'all 3 days. I'm going to post this bad boy tonight. You got till January 30th. If you see anything you like in the store, hey, I'm buying 10% of your order. I stand on it. But before we go, talk to the people, give them a closing statement. What is 2024 going to be like for you, and what are some things that you're looking to accomplish?
Yo, 2024 for me looks like a lot of happiness. It looks busy, but it looks like a lot of happiness. It looks like a lot more dead things.
Hey.
It looks like a lot more spoons and roach clips. It looks like a lot more events. I just started painting canvas versus bone as my medium. So, like, it's going to be a year of figuring stuff out and, like, doing that shit. There's no other fucking thing to do but do that shit.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Go show some love. Tap the fuck in. Go follow, support, and fucking get some shit. Because, hey, besides what it's going to cost you, it don't cost you nothing to support somebody. And especially somebody who has a passion for saving the earth. She ain't letting it go to waste. That's for damn sure. FGP, we on the motherfucking scene here, Scullies. We out.